This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Today a great day, Monday the 22nd of May. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Here to help you create your future, the DJV Show, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. To help yourself, there's a video on Facebook.com/DJV Show that you might find compelling, featuring a youngster on a tractor, a little tractor.
And a little youngster.
Yes, a little youngster, a little tractor. One of the efforts of the weekend was putting together that tractor that I bought last fall and shipped out there. And what he wanted to do was fill up the seat with there were a lot of things in the driveway from spring growth. He was picking them all up and putting them in the seat. And then he sat on them because he thought they'd be cool to ride on. Jennifer is here. Victoria is here. Kara is here. Thank you very much for coming to this business that we all love, this idea of talking with people at this time of the day. And I always think about this as I start the day with you. What do we create? What do we want to create? What's this business? What do you want it to be like? And how can we make it better today for ourselves and everybody else? And with that in my mind, I was thinking about this trip to the Middle East that the president is taking, and not necessarily what he's busy doing, because you're going to hear that conversation everywhere. What I'd like to talk about is what Melania and Ivanka are doing to promote women's empowerment. Saudi Arabia is one of the most horrific places for women on the planet. And why it is, I'm just dumbfounded, frankly. As I've said many times, there are a lot of things that Trump's doing that I like, and there are some things he's doing that I don't like. I think that the Saudi government and the Saudi royal family are scum. And I think that their relationship with us, as phony as it has been because of the business ties, 19 of the people involved in September 11th, in case you have forgotten, were Saudis. They weren't from Iran, even though there's lots of reasons not to like Iran. This isn't one of them. But I'm off on a tangent. I don't want to get on this tangent. What I would like to talk about is how the meetings that Melania Trump had and Ivanka had with some of the locals, I don't even know how these came about. There was a roundtable on women's economic empowerment. They visited a school, and then they went to a women's business center, which sort of surprised me because I didn't know. I was sort of surprised there was a women's business center.
Yeah,
weren't you?
That is surprising.
Yeah. So anyway, they go on the president's trips with him, and this is the first real trip he's had since he was first inaugurated as president. But they went out on their own, both of them, which I think a lot of people who want to put down Melania were surprised, or maybe they just didn't acknowledge. One of the other things that Ivanka, I think, is very smart and knows how to play all of this to the advantage of everybody involved. A lot of conversation about human rights, that sort of thing. And they refused to put the scarves on and stuff. Is that the right word to use? They refused to do it?
They had to cover their arms and shoulders and legs. Like, they were covered in their outfits.
Well, they wore long dresses.
In Saudi Arabia, you don't have to have your head covered.
All right, so this was not an up yours to the government.
I do not think that they would ever do that. I can't imagine anyone representing the United States,
There's just been so many comparisons between what Michelle did and what Melania did, and it's like,
I don't know. I mean, are those really worth our time? So she didn't cover her head, and I think
if that's not your tradition.
Yeah, if that's not your tradition to cover your face, your hair, your head, I mean, then don't. I don't know. It's not being disrespectful to the host country.
Right.
I think you're okay.
Right.
Right. So what they I'm trying to get to the root of what Ivanka said. Quote, the stories of Saudi women such as yourselves catalyzing change inspire me to believe in the possibility of global women's empowerment. She was talking about the strides that they've taken there. I suppose anything. Aren't we happy now that we don't still lynch black people in our country? I suppose you could consider that to be I could go back in the history books and see where there were black people lynched when I was a kid in the 50s in this country. So, you know, a lot of people point the finger, well, you're always telling us, you know, how to do it, and your history's not so great either. Okay, but that's then, and now we're trying to progress somewhat. So am I being somewhat predictable or irresponsible in suggesting that we make a big deal out of this because the Saudis appear to be making some progress in these areas? So am I being unfair to the Saudis? I'm not being unfair when I say 19 of the people that were involved in September 11th came from Saudi Arabia. That's fact.
Well, I think there needs to be more pressure on Saudi Arabia because I think that they have the ability and resources to take in a lot of refugees.
Devil's advocate. Why is it our business?
Because if they don't take them, we have to. And that's a problem. So I'm talking about with refugees.
No,
I'm talking about...
Okay, yeah.
You know, I mean, if there's 30,000 refugees and they're not going to take them all, guess where they're headed. So, I mean, I think there needs to be some pressure put on their doorstep. But so far, I mean, it seems like this was a pretty successful trip for the president. He signed, like, billions of dollars in deals that are going to bring... a lot of money into our country and create jobs and bring in revenue. I mean, that's pretty successful, I would say.
Right. All right. So they're also, to stay with the women for a minute, Ivanka introduced Kim Jong Kim, who's the president of the World Bank. And the announcement was made that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have pledged to spend $100 million for a woman's empowerment fund, which was created by Ivanka Trump and Angela Merkel. That was the conversation, whether you realize it or not, between Ivanka and Angela Merkel when she was over there. I don't know. She didn't go with her father. She was on her own when she went to
Germany. Yeah, I think she was alone.
Yeah, this is the first overseas trip for the president.
Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I think all of this is great. I don't like the fact that, you know, it's still sort of backwards that the journalists were asked to leave the room before any issues of women's empowerment were addressed. So none of the local papers over there were able to report on it because they weren't supposed to. So there's still obviously a long way to go, but this is a good first step. And I think Ivanka's...
Well,
we didn't ask them to leave.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
So I'm saying that it's difficult for women and girls in that country because they're not even allowed to report on this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. And
but
I think that's right.
I praise Ivanka for this because this is what we want from Ivanka.
But you see, one of the things that isn't being covered by the local or national media here in our country is what you just said. They haven't taken their brethren to task, at least not in any of the things that I've read last night on the plane and this morning doing the material that I needed to go over for the program. I didn't see any criticism or focus by the people who are so interested in focusing on every move that Trump makes. Why didn't they make a big deal out of the newspapers in Saudi Arabia being thrown out of the room? Because they don't want to have this stuff
covered.
Because
I think it's expected, and I don't think it is that big of a deal. It's just that's the way they do it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't think it has anything to do... I mean, if somebody, I don't know. I mean, like you've been saying, you know, the news media can spin anything they want to spin, but I haven't seen anything that's tying Ivanka to anything negative with any of this. So
are you surprised Melania has been played as sort of a second fiddle to Ivanka? She was talking to one of the women at the center. She said, quote, I'm very proud of you. And on a wall in front of the room where the visitors wrote messages, she wrote, I am so proud of what you're doing here. Thank you for hosting me. Best wishes, Melania Trump. Okay. So that's, and then without missing a beat, I was watching something, I think it was on CBS, The next thing after this was an overview of Michelle Obama's new attire, like how she's relaxed. So she said, I don't know whether it was intentional. I look upon these things as not being an accident. And I don't really, you know, I don't care one way or another if people are interested in what Michelle is wearing. But I don't know. I thought it was kind of superficial to follow that story of what was going on in the Middle East with something. It's like they had to say something about Michelle Obama, who represented our country and herself very well when she was a first lady. I don't know why there is this need to always compare and contrast. So she did her thing, and these people are doing their thing. They're different people. They have a different approach to things. So
I think the only reason that there's any comparison is just because Michelle was very popular, and I think that people, and fashion-wise, people still follow her. I mean, I'm looking at TMZ now, following her in Tuscany. You know, I think that's the only reason. When Laura Bush left office and Michelle came in, no one followed Laura Bush anymore. But I think that, I think Laura Bush was popular enough, but I think the fact that Michelle was very visible as a first lady, I think that's the only reason that it's happening. Yeah. I don't really
and
think
there's also a gigantic media bias. And so if you have one story about one, then they want to recycle a story about the one that, you know, used to be in that office. And
but the thing is, though, if you look at Michelle Obama is still popular enough that she is still clickbait. And so
every single story...
On everywhere, on the internet, people will
but
still click on it.
But what program were you looking at, Doug? I mean,
I caught a glimpse of something while I was going over some things. I had my iPad, and I learned how to download shows that are actually on.
So if it's online, I get
CBS
it.
Yes, because I wanted to watch. I was watching Madam Secretary. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
If it's online, I understand. I just noticed in the news programming over the weekend, like on some of the news magazine formats, it was like the minute that they had to say something sort of complimentary about Melania, then we were covering the one shoulder pink shirt that Michelle Obama was wearing. Who cares if they're in Italy? What is she doing in Italy? Do we care?
Are ratings for that. A lot of people still care. Absolutely.
Yep.
TMZ wouldn't be covering it if they knew people were, you know, weren't going to click on it.
That's fine. TMZ and online, I'm not disputing because I think people still care and it's about fashion and all of that. But I'm talking about in watching it on the news programs, I just don't necessarily know if that's hard news. Watching Michelle Obama walk through Italy is necessarily news for a news program. That's just me for online, for fashion, fine. You know, who cares? Everybody who's part of that scene should still be focused on it. Just it seems when you see them in a hard newscast that it's another example of a bias where they go, oh, got to bring this one back. It doesn't seem authentic.
Well, is it a bias or is it also for ratings on TV as well? Because
they also know that
people still are interested in her.
Both of those.
I guess maybe bias is fresh in my mind. Harvard just did a study that came out last week that showed, I think, 93% of the news coverage of the Trump administration has been negative since he was elected to office.
Yeah, right.
And that includes his most favorable source, Fox News. Still, even a majority of the coverage on Fox News has been negative towards the president. So
doesn't that tell you something, though, that maybe he hasn't had an all that positive presidency so far?
I don't know if that does.
There's been a lot of problems.
I think that there's been a lot of the problems that he's in are because of media hysteria and chaos that's been created because of some of these stories that they report that aren't true, and then they never retract them. You know, and that's kind of an issue, I think, that he has to deal with as the president. He should know that. His press department should be spinning all the time knowing that that's the case.
Well, spin or no spin, I mean, if you just take away any reporting and you just look at the actual events that have happened, it's been a tumultuous few months. And some of it is his doing, some of it isn't. But I mean, separate from any type of reporting on it, if you just look at the facts, this has been a crazy ride so far with people, with staff changes, and there's been a lot going on. And for any new president, I have sympathy for him for that, because I don't think anyone expected all this stuff to be thrown at any new president.
As he said, he didn't know what he was getting into. 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Let's pop the pop for one more drink. Before your baby blues are gone and on the silver wings, ain't no time for talking like nobody's watching.
I get criticized for not letting a song that we introduce on New Music Monday get established enough so that we can appreciate what's new here. Rascal Flatts, Kiss You While I Can, from a new album. Back to us, Jennifer. What's the review of this song and of this new album?
It's very, very, very Rascal Flatts. Classic Rascal Flatts. This is their sound. It's what they were famous for. And so I think if you're a fan of the band, you're going to like this album.
A fan of the band. All right, I like it, Frank. I quite like this. This is good. Kiss You While I Can.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we have three tunes that we present to you on New Music Monday. That's tune number one. Number two belongs to a fellow named Liam Payne. It's called Strip That Down, his first solo single since he broke up with One Direction. Does this sound like a One Direction song, do you think?
No.
No.
He was definitely more inspired by R&B and hip-hop, I would say, and One Direction was not really known for that.
No. So was this a natural progression for him to get out? And what did it do?
Yeah, this is what I would have expected him to do. They've all, yeah, everyone who's left, they've kind of all gone their own directions. That's why Harry Styles is doing, not to make a pun about One Direction.
It's going in new directions.
Yes, new directions.
New directions. Wow, that's very clever. All right, instead of just One Direction. All right, so I'm not so crazy about this, but interesting tune. The other song we have for New Music Monday comes from Little Steven, called Ride the Night Away. It's a new album also called Soul Fires. Comes from. Let's try this out for size, everybody. Crank it up, Kara. Is it me or the volume low on this? This. All right. Steven? What do we need to know about him?
Little Steven from the E Street Band?
Yeah. Just a little more about him, because people don't remember maybe what he's all about.
The guy with the headscarf? The guitar player for the E Street Band. He was a North Jersey guy that Bruce saw playing in a club years and years and years ago, and they've been together ever since. And Steven does, you know, his own solo projects every once in a while, and this is his newest one. It's been a while, actually, since he's done it.
I remember, and I don't mean to be a name dropper, but Ed McMahon used to say to me, because he did so much stuff outside the Tonight Show, but he always would go to Johnny first and say, what do you think about me being in this movie? Or what do you think about me hosting this television show? Or what do you think about me doing this on the side? He'd always get Johnny's blessings. You wonder whether these people that are in the E Street Band go to Bruce and say, hey, what do you think of this as an idea for an album that I do on my own? Or I do this performance on it. You think they do that with him?
Yeah, Steven actually, I read an article not long ago about this album, and he and Bruce actually helped him with it. So,
really?
And there's a lot of musicians from the E Street Band in it. And Bruce jumped up on stage just a few weeks ago and did two nights with Little Steven doing all his songs. So,
really?
Yeah, they're very supportive. And yeah.
Good. That's good. Well, I like the Rascal Flatts tune the best of all of the three. I like this one second, and I don't like the Liam Payne. All right, how's that for a rating? You got two
it
out of three.
Be New Music Monday without
Not
it.
Not bad. All right, so there we are. Some new music for you to consider. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you ever wonder why your cat gets so demanding when you're on the phone? Well, if you own a cat who won't give you any peace, jumping up to see you and saying hello while you're talking on the telephone, think about this for a moment. You're talking, your cat doesn't see anyone else around. She comes in, jumps up, rubs around you, and in general makes a royal nuisance out of herself. It gets to the point where you think she's jealous or maybe even spiteful because you're spending time doing something other than loving and playing with her. Well, that's simply not true. As far as your cat is concerned, you are talking to her. After all, no one else is around, so who else could you be talking to? You know, cats are really clever, but no one has yet been able to explain to them the miracles of modern technology. So the next time your cat comes into the room and you're talking on the telephone, understand her point of view. There's no one else around. You're sitting in the room all by yourself. No one there but the cat. You're talking. Of course, the cat assumes you're talking to her. They're pretty clever. Say hello to her, give her a pat on the head, then get back to your phone call. I'll more next time.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour here on the DJV Experience, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want there to be no confusion whatsoever. We have a Monday upon us. You have the weekend behind you. We have great things. Thinking about your self-image. Maybe some of you used to think that you weren't as good as you really are. Are you comfortable with your image, Jennifer? Are you comfortable with how people see you? That beautiful smile of yours, those big eyes of yours?
Yeah, I think that comes with age. The older you get, the less you give your critics a lot of power.
Yeah. Yeah, why would people bother? I always wonder, who has time to do that sort of thing?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I suppose. Yeah, your mother-in-law being one of them, I suppose. All right, so what about you and your image, Victoria, now versus when you first, let's say, get started in radio?
I agree with Jen. I definitely feel more comfortable. I mean, I was always comfortable in my own skin, but then when you add the social, I mean, social media has been prevalent for my entire radio career. So it takes some time to adjust to perfect strangers feeling like they can say anything they want to you and about you. So, but once you get over that hump, then you realize it's fine.
I got a note. We were talking, for those of you who weren't around for the first hour of the conversation here, we're talking about, I turned the clock back on Jennifer and Victoria and Kara to when they were young, what they remembered first what their first pleasant memories were or memories at all. And then I got a note from somebody whose name is Larry who said, why are you focusing on this? Why you always are talking about not turning back? Well, I want to be clear. I think these experiences that we have make us who we are today. And so if you feel comfortable with yourself today, it's a result of what you grew up with and what you grew out of. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, is that way?
I mean, that's what early childhood development is based on, you know, those right. types of memories, good or bad. I mean, that makes affects you for the rest of your life.
And I say this thinking about what we just I posted on my own Facebook page, and it's posted at DJV Show, the video of Miles taking his first ride in the tractor. He's going to remember as he grows up how close it was. Yesterday we were talking about this. Brendan and I were at the park with Miles, and it was three generations of Stefan men. And what he'll grow up around, he's very, very close to his mother, obviously. Most kids that are that age are. But he's got good, solid input from people of different generations. And that's, you know, all you can hope for is to present them with something that they'll carry with them through their maturation period so that they have something of all of ours as they grow up. I was very determined when he was born to be a very important part of his life because I felt there was something there. And, you know, he's like, how do you, if I, as a little kid, the little bubba, the little thing that comes out of the womb, and then, you know, it's an amazing experience. So
grandparents are very important. And I, you know, I unfortunately only had a grandfather and we lost him a few years ago. And that's the only grandparent I ever knew. But I mean, and I know, Jen, you were very close with your grandparents. It's, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have. And so many kids grow up with, and they're lucky if they have both sets of grandparents. Yeah, Lewis knew his both great grandmothers.
Wow.
So yeah, which is crazy. Cool. But, you know, I mean, I think it's amazing. It's wonderful, and Miles obviously loves you, and the older he gets, the more he's going to just, I think, you know, love spending time with you.
Yeah.
Yep, that's an important one, Dougie. It's an important one.
We're
it really
talking
is.
About how old he'd have to be to put him on a plane to come by himself.
What was the answer?
It ranged between 5 and 10. I wouldn't
do that.
I'd go get
terrible.
Him. I'd go get him. No, I wouldn't have him do that. Let's do people in the news. Three interesting, important considerations here from the People Department. The first one focuses on a guy named Theunis Botha, probably somebody you don't know. Now, I've been trying for 10 minutes to figure out how I was going to present this, so I didn't sound like I was gloating. But I don't really give a damn because I think the guy he got what he deserved. He was a big game hunter. And he was always being, if you look at Facebook and some of the other social media, every time he'd bring a group to Africa and go into countries where you could kill these animals, he'd stand there proudly next to them or holding on to their horns or something. And he said he had a waiting list of clients who wanted to go kill elephants. So I think about people like that and then realize that he got killed by an elephant. In basically a stampede, he was with some other hunters when they came across a group of elephants that were breeding. They charged the hunter, the hunters, and this guy opened a fire on one of them, and the one that he shot basically killed him, charged him from both sides. They basically lifted him up with their trunks and just mutilated him. And I think about that, and I think, you know, guy got what he deserved. Whether people agree with me or disagree with me, I think people that do this are curs. I have a better word for them, but I can't use it on the radio. I just think they're sons of bitches, and this guy got the good luck that he deserved for all of those animals. It becomes karma. And most of you know that I take great exception to those who say that the human species is the best or whatever. I mean, I'm a human being and I want to get the most out of life and enjoy it and contribute but I don't want to take away. It's not fair for us to do that. And you listen to some of these people on the radio talking, I won't mention names, but you can use your imagination to figure out who says we're at the head of the food chain and everybody else is in service to us. Every other kind of being is. I don't subscribe to that. You can agree or disagree, whatever it is. You can say, well, your cows were there to serve you. Yeah, but I treat my cows with respect and dignity. This is what they deserve. Yeah, they're here to give milk. They're here to reproduce. They're here to, you know, be helpful that way. But I just have a different way.
How do you feel about deer?
I'm imaging them. That's a good question. Deer are overpopulated in the area where I am. As are, you could ask me the same thing about coyotes, or you know, things that are around that we have that bother the animals on the farm. And I'm not as quick to protect them, Jennifer, as I might be for others. So that's a good question.
Because if you're walking the walk, then you wouldn't touch any deer on your property, and we would all be overrun.
I don't bother the deer.
Yeah, but we would. Overrun by deer.
I don't hunt. I don't allow hunting on my property, on my farm, unless it's an animal that affects the livelihood or the well-being of my animals. This is the way Mother Nature has it. I mean, a coyote needs to kill other animals, and I notice when we knock a lot of coyotes off the year we do that, there are wood chucks everywhere. But the other thing is that we have encroached on their territory in a sense. And with all the houses and stuff in suburbia, these animals are pushed away further and further, like the bears. And then we send people out to kill them because they're affecting our way of life. And so I'm a hypocrite to a point when it comes to this. But I don't know. There's a value to getting rid of the coyotes that has an impact on other animals. There's no reason to just go out and kill an elephant to take its horns, tusks off of it.
Do coyotes go after cows?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They go after mostly calves, anything that's their size or smaller.
Yeah. I know in California you hear stories of coyotes going after people's small dogs and things like that.
Yeah, they do. Cats. Yeah, yeah. They do that.
We lost a lot of cats to coyotes, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, all right, that's person number one. Person number two, a reflection. Interestingly enough, this is about, I'm saying this and Victoria can chuckle about meddling mothers. President Kennedy, apparently, according to a memo that came out last week, and it actually typed letter on White House stationery that went back to November 3rd, 1962, after the Cuban Missile Crisis has surfaced, and in it, John F. Kennedy asks his mother to stop approaching foreign leaders without his permission. The letter read, "Dear Mother, I signed today the pictures from Khrushchev. Would you be sure to let me know in the future any contacts that you have with heads of state? That is, requests for photos of this nature subject to interpretations. Therefore, I'd like to have you clear them with me before they're sent." Included in the letter, at Rose, his mother's name, a request of a signed picture of himself and Jackie with Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. Needless to say, he writes in the letter, "The picture is most interesting and will be highly regarded." Rose Kennedy replied that the German chancellor at the time, Adenauer, and former President Eisenhower had autographed the books that she gave them the Christmas before and had asked President de Gaulle to do the same. She added, "When I ask for Castro's autograph, I shall let you know in advance." That was a cheeky response. And then there were
letters. Imagine having to tell your mother, you're the president of the United States. Mom, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you want to get your book signed, but seriously.
Leave me alone. Okay. So now the other name in the news today is Uma Abedin. Is that how you pronounce her name? Is it Huma or Uma?
Uma.
Uma has filed for divorce. One wonders why it took so long.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the final piece of the pie was that Anthony Weiner, her husband, has pled guilty to sexting with a minor. And then on that day, she reported that she was going to file.
And he's going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. He cut a deal. He's going to be in jail for a couple of years.
Yeah. For sending around pictures of a of him, or but was he with a 15-year-old, or was it just a picture of her?
I don't know if it was her picture, was it? It was him?
It was. He sent pictures, and she and recruited pictures from her as well.
Ugh. But you know the weird thing is, remember a few weeks ago we talked about Uma and her son being at Disney World with the actor Tony Goldwyn, who plays
yes.
the president on Scandal?
Yes.
And he was there with his kid?
Yeah.
So, okay, so that I guess that was like a TMZ rumor that they were dating.
Yes.
Well, I just saw Tony Goldwyn over the weekend. I was catching up on last week some episodes of Ellen, and he was on Ellen talking about the fact that he and his wife and their kids are planning like a long extended summer vacation this year. So I guess they're not he's not dating Uma.
Maybe they're friends.
They must just be friends, or maybe yeah. she consulted on the show or something.
News media twists and turns that sort of stuff around and makes
assumptions. Well, the pictures certainly looked weird. I mean, it yeah. looked like Uma and Tony Goldwyn were there dating with their children, right. you know, on yeah. a double date or something. It looked very weird, but, yeah. I guess
all
it's
right.
not happening.
Yeah. Okay. So, take a deep breath after that. I'd like to not have to talk about him anymore.
Just, who?
Wiener?
Yeah. Anthony Weiner.
Put him away someplace. And they are going to put him
that's
away.
That's where he's going.
Yeah, 47 past the hour. Let's follow up our discussion of that sort of thing with something that's very pleasant. I'm very happy to talk about the Parachute Home Company, parachutehome.com, parachutehome.com/DJV to be more specific, because when you log into parachutehome.com/DJV, you get right away special benefits, special treatment when you're purchasing sheets or bedding or linens or other things that they have that are in wonderful and broad supply. This is a company headquartered in Los Angeles. They have gone around the world, the two ladies that run this company, to find the right linen, the right cotton, all the right things, so that when you're buying the bedding or the other, whatever it is that you're buying. We started talking about sheets when they first came on board, but now there's so many other things there. It's all natural, no harmful chemicals used in any of their products. It's just it's a feeling that you get when you jump into bed. Like last night when I get home, I may not have slept too long, but I slept well because I love getting into these parachute sheets. The number
and
of
for
threads.
Summer, they're so breathable. That's the
yeah,
great thing.
Right. Their pricing is straightforward because they have a direct-to-consumer model. It means that you are going to get the best price from them. The high-quality products are not discounted. You'll never find a promotion or anything like that. What you see and what you get are the same thing. And that's why there's such satisfaction with this company. ParachuteHome.com. You can hear the ladies rave about the sheets. I'm not, you know, men don't talk much about, although I guess I'm in touch with my feminine side, so I can say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Men don't talk about sheets until they experience nice sheets like
yeah,
this,
good
and
sheets.
then they make note of it.
Right.
Oh, wow, these are really nice.
Yeah. All right, you want the nice treatment and the right product, nice products? ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Today, right now, special time, special deal, welcome into the money pit. Yes, I have a special place in my heart. A special place in the backyard.
Special place in the tool shed.
Yeah, I got lots of tools. On the farm, you know, we have tools on top of tools. I find things all the time. Tom Kreitler is here, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program that is heard around the country every weekend. Fabulous information, fabulous big help. That's why it's so popular, because full of very usable and shareable information. So I think about the things that I have on the farm, and I'm amazed every once in a while when I look around and see how many tools I own. Things that are in the garage here at this farm and down at the barn. It's just amazing. I haven't the slightest idea how much value there is, really and truly, in all of these tools. And some of them...
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of value.
Yeah.
I just think about all the labor they've saved you over the years and how you've used them and used them well. But, you know, you, like me, like always to have the newest thing on the block. So we have to repurpose tools. That's why what I like to do is donate some of the extra tools and the old tools to organizations that need them from time to time and kind of share the love.
Well, I'll have to remember
that. I need the room.
I don't do that. I just buy new stuff and we have the old stuff as well.
Pile it up.
Yeah.
throw a farm, like a farm barn sale or something.
Yeah. Well, we're actually going to do that this weekend. We're going to open up, if you want to go to EastleighFarm.com, you'll see how we're reopening the store and the farm and having tours and the cows and stuff for the first time in a couple of years.
Cool.
Everybody's kind of excited about that. And, yeah, I'm using a lot of the tools to put everything. We're fixing lots of things. One of the things, and I noticed you have some giveaways this week happening on the Money Pit.
Do we ever, yeah.
Yeah.
We're giving away a lot of good stuff on the show this week. You know, and if you call in your home improvement question to 888 Money Pit or you post it to MoneyPit.com's community section, this week you will be tossed into the Money Pit hard hat because you could win a Next Grill Evolution 5-burner propane grill. That's worth like $400. We've also got from Greenworks a 60-volt mower worth
electric
another $400.
Wow.
Yep, electric lawnmower. Cuts like a half acre on a single charge.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about, like with the fly mows they use in Europe, running over. I used to, when I had the house in England, I used to have one of these fly mows, and I was continually running over the cord. And
Yeah. No, you can't do that. No, these things, you know, they charge pretty quick too. So you pretty much don't need gas. And we've got a $25 gift card to Amazon, courtesy of Speed Queen.
So what do people have to do to be qualified for this?
Call in your home improvement question. Look around your house. Something's bugging you, right? Something you want to fix. Call us at 888 Money Pit. You can call 24/7. If we're not in the studio, we'll take your contact info. We'll call you back when we are. Or you can simply go to moneypit.com, click on the community page, and post your question right there. Not only will you get the answer, you might just win a beautiful new propane grill or an electric lawnmower or a gift card this week.
Cool. Moneypit.com. All right. In a moment, I want to talk with Tom about these tabletop fire pieces. The guests, let's use your imagination. Summertime, guests are arriving, there's music playing, but you mustn't forget about the backyard ambiance that a tabletop firepiece can provide. Here's a little more explanation from Andy Solomon.
According to a recent survey, when it comes to setting the mood for a backyard gathering, 87% believe fire never goes out of style, but they also say they hate the smoky, sooty mess. TV host and landscape designer and contractor Sarah Bendrick has a clean solution to this dirty problem.
Tiki Brand has reinvented, redesigned the fire experience for tabletops with these clean burn tabletop fire pieces. They deliver a brilliant flame without any of the smoky mess.
Available at most big box stores, these fire pieces come in a huge variety of styles, colors, and sizes.
They're designed to be used with only clean burn torch fuel, which is a plant-based formula that provides a clean burn with little to no smoke and no stinky gas or petroleum smell. And it creates a brighter flame, perfect for nights spent outside with friends.
To help set your outdoor mood and for more information and a special coupon, go to tikibrand.com/promotions. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand.
All right, I'm looking at these Tiki Brand fire pieces. I've never really seen one of these before. Is this something that you can get a lot of the places? I would think people would be calling you or asking you, maybe now that we've suggested it, asking what's safe when it comes to doing stuff like this.
Whenever you have fire, obviously you have to be careful. But what I like about these fire pieces, and what they look like are small, very attractive, like bowls or dishes that you put a fuel in, right? And they have like these beautiful pebbles surface on them. And then you light them, and they burn clean. So you don't have this sort of big waft of smoke coming out, stinky smoke that comes out and kind of interrupts your dinner. They burn clean. They give you that nice ambiance. You know, we like to have a nice backyard party once a year or so, and love to have those tiki torches out there, and they're beautiful. This gives you a chance to put something right on your table that's easy to maintain. It's all driven off the fuel.
Right. It's a centerpiece.
No smoke.
Don't you all cook your dinner at.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.